The Special Service Division presents a rebroadcast of...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
For all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations, here's the Aldrich family.
Teenage boys like Henry Aldrich go on forever and ever. They go on getting into all sorts of complications and sometimes out of them. They go on creating memories for everyone to look back upon. The time is Saturday noon. The scene opens in the Aldrich dining room.
Have some more... What is this, Alice?
That's macaroni, Sam.
Macaroni? Oh, yes. Henry, will you have some?
No, thank you, Father.
Mother?
Yes, Mary?
Will you ask Henry to please pass me the salt?
Dear, he's sitting right across from you. Why can't you ask him yourself?
Never mind.
Mother, do you want me to tell you why she won't ask me for it? She isn't speaking to me.
Mother, would you like to have me go out to the kitchen and get some more muffins?
If you please, Mary.
Yes, Mary, please.
Henry, I wasn't speaking to you.
You did then, though. Didn't she, Mother? Didn't she, Father?
Never mind, Henry. Alice, what's gotten into Mary, anyhow?
She's simply in a mood, Sam. She doesn't like that new dress I bought her.
No? Well, frankly, I can't blame her.
Now, Sam, that's a serviceable dress, and it's a nice dress, and I don't think we're going to gain anything by your saying you don't like it.
I didn't tell her I didn't like it. I told you.
I know, dear, but you didn't tell her you did like it, did you?
No.
I told her I liked it, Mother. I told her just like you said I should.
Yes, Henry?
Gee whiz, I even said she looked like a new person in it. Now she won't speak to me.
Mother, do you want me to fix the dessert?
I'll fix it, Mary. Sam, when she comes in, you tell her how nice she looks in it.
Now, Alice, what's the difference?
Well, Sam, it did cost $20, and it can't be exchanged.
Oh, well...
Mother, did you say you'd fix it?
I'll take care of it, Mary. I'm going right out there.
Father, will you please ask Henry whether he would like one of these muffins I'm holding under his nose?
Gee whiz, Mary, you don't have to put them right down my neck.
Oh. Father, would you like one?
Mary, isn't that... Mary, turn around a minute.
What's the matter?
Very nice. Isn't that a new dress?
Father, did Mother tell you to say that?
What's that? What do you mean, did she tell me to?
Gee whiz, Mary, don't you believe anyone anymore?
Well, I certainly don't believe you, Henry Aldrich. Making up some awful story about a soldier.
Mary, I didn't say it was a soldier. I said it was a sergeant.
What about a sergeant?
Father, I just happened to tell her that I was down in the Haven's drugstore this morning when she came in with that dress on. And when she went out, some sergeant said... Gee whiz, who's that swell-dressed girl?
Yes?
Henry, you're just making it up.
Why would he do that, Mary? As a matter of fact, Henry, isn't that the same sergeant you were speaking to me about?
Which sergeant was that, Father?
The one that was admiring Mary.
Oh, sure.
Now, Father, don't you start.
Who, me? Mary, Henry told me the whole story just a minute ago while you were out in the kitchen. Henry, tell her the rest of what he said.
What's that?
You know, didn't he even want her phone number or something? Because he wanted to meet her?
Oh, yes, sure. Mary, didn't I mention that?
Henry, you never even thought of it until Father just mentioned it.
Why, Mary Aldrich.
All right. What was his name?
Why...
See that, Henry?
Now, wait a minute. You're just driving it out of my head.
What was it?
His name was Sergeant Birch.
That's right, Henry. Joe Birch.
What, Father?
Sergeant Joe Birch, wasn't it?
Yes, sure. For a minute, I didn't understand you.
I still don't believe a word of it.
Mary, look me straight in the eye.
No, I won't.
All right, then I'll tell you anyhow. He said dark brown was his favorite color.
Oh, now I know you're making it up.
Mary, aren't you going to finish your lunch?
Not at the table with you, I'm not.
Henry, you shouldn't have said that about his favorite color. You've got to know when to stop in a thing like this.
Father, how about my going to the phone and asking Homer to phone Mary and say he's Sergeant Burt?
Now, Henry, remember what I just told you. She'd recognize Homer's voice the minute she heard it.
Ready for your dessert, everybody? Sam, where's Mary?
She left the dining room, Alice.
What's that?
We like her dress so much she won't eat with us.
Now, Henry.
Alice, we told her she looked wonderful and she stalked right out of the room. The girl's completely unreasonable.
Well, my goodness. Mary! I'll put a stop to that. Mary!
Henry, I know how we can settle this whole thing.
How?
Come on with me out to the hall.
What are you going to do, Father?
I'm going to put in a phone call. I'm going to teach her to believe people when they tell her something.
Number, please.
Operator, I want Elm 232.
Elm 232?
Father, I thought you said we shouldn't call Homer Brown.
Hello, Will Brown speaking.
Hello, Will. This is Sam.
Father, is that Homer's father?
Yes, Henry, keep quiet. Say, Will, when you talk, can you sound like a sergeant?
What's that?
I want you to telephone Mary in a few minutes and tell her you're Sergeant Joe Birch.
What's that?
You're Sergeant Joe Birch.
Who is this? I thought it was Sam Aldrich.
It is, it is. And Will, here's all I want you to do.
Father. Father.
What, Henry?
Is Mary still talking to Mr. Brown on the telephone?
No, I think she's hung up.
Boy, did you hear her? Right up to the end, she kept calling him Sergeant Birch. And then just before she hung up, she said, goodbye, Joe. Oh, boy.
Yes?
Oh, hello, Henry. Well, how are you?
Why, I'm fine, Mary.
Hello, Father.
What's that? Oh, hello, Mary.
Henry, could you please step to one side so I can look in the mirror for a second?
Oh, sure, excuse me.
Thank you, Henry, that's enough. Mother!
Yes, Mary?
Mother, I don't think I'll have to change the neck on this new dress. The more I look at it, I don't know.
What's that, Mary?
And, Henry, I have an apology to make to you.
To why, Mary?
To you and Father both. Because, to be honest, Joe just called.
Joe?
Joe?
Don't you remember? Sergeant Joe Birch, the one who saw me down in DeHaven's drugstore and, well...
Sam, is Mary in there?
Yes, Mother. Are you and Father going to be using the living room this evening?
Why, no. Why do you ask?
Well, Joe's coming over.
Who?
What?
Joe.
Sergeant Joe Birch?
Yes, Henry.
He's coming here?
Yes, Father.
But listen, Mary.
Mary, who is Joe Birch?
Why, he's just a friend who likes... He's awfully nice, Mother.
Mary, where did you meet him?
Well, Henry sort of introduced us.
Is he nice, Henry?
Why, nice, Mother?
He's awfully bashful. He didn't dare ask to see me, and when I asked him if he wouldn't like to come over tonight, he just stuttered.
Who did, Will?
Father Joe.
That's what I mean. How'd I happen to say Will?
Well, isn't that nice, Mary?
Hey, isn't that nice? Yeah, yes, that's fine.
Mother, I'm going out and turn on the iron and press this dress.
Sam?
Yes, Alice? What are you looking at me like that for?
What do you mean, dear? I was just going to ask you whether you think it's all right for Mary to have a boy come here she hardly knows.
Alice, I agree with you. Why don't you go to Mary and put your foot down?
And tell her she can't have him over?
Yes, that's the only sensible thing to do.
Yes, gee, Mother, that's what I say. When Mr. Brown walks in...
What's that?
Did I say Mr. Brown?
You said Mr. Brown, and a few minutes ago your father said Will. Sam, what's that look on your face?
What look, Alice?
Sam, what's going on around here?
Alice, I didn't know Mary was going to invite him over. Girls didn't do things like that when we were her age.
Sam Aldrich.
Gee whiz, Mother, it was just a joke.
A joke, dear?
Alice, what is there to worry about? All we have to do is tell Will to phone and tell Mary he can't come.
Sure. He has to go back to camp or something.
Well, I still...
Alice, that dress cost $20, didn't it? And she likes the dress now, doesn't she?
Yes.
Mother, do you mind if I get a few bottles of ginger ale to serve tonight?
Well, Mary,
And if you don't mind, Mother, I'd like to make some sandwiches for Joe.
Well, Mary, first of all...
First of all what, Mother?
Are you sure you'd rather not go to the picture show with me this evening?
Yes, that's a good idea.
That's what I say. Gee whiz, Mary, it's a swell show tonight.
But I've got someone coming over. Don't you realize what that means?
Well, all right, dear. If you aren't here when he comes, your father will explain things.
Oh, no, Mother. I don't know when I've looked forward to anything so. I never dreamed anything like this could happen to me.
I didn't either.
Henry?
Don't you realize that nearly every boy that I really like is in the Army? And I haven't spent an evening with a... My goodness, just think he's a sergeant.
Oh, I know, dear, but how do you know you're going to like him?
My goodness, Mother, until he called, I didn't realize how lonesome I've really been.
Oh.
And now, right out of a clear sky, do you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll go down the hairdresser.
Well, Sam Aldrich.
Now, Alice, don't... How was I to know she felt this way?
Dear, I don't think I've ever been so upset with you in my life. Of all the childish, of all
now,
the...
Now, Alice, I told you once the only reason I did it was to help you out.
To help me out? To help me out? To have my own daughter break her heart?
Couldn't we have old Mr. Kilmer come in from next door and play cards with her this evening? She's very fond of him.
That would be a fine thing to do.
Yes, Henry, where do you get these ideas?
Sam, do you realize what's going to happen to Mary this evening when she gets all dressed up and sits in the living room and waits and waits and waits?
I realize that, Alice.
I don't see how you can ever face her again.
Where are you going?
I have nothing more to say to you.
Well, Alice, there's just one thing I want to say. I don't like that brown dress any too well myself.
Would you mind not walking so fast?
I've got to, Homer. Don't you realize Sergeant Birch is calling on my sister at 8 o'clock? And it's after 5 now?
I thought you said there wasn't any Sergeant Birch.
There isn't. That's why I'm out trying to... trying to find somebody who will say he's Sergeant Burt.
And you haven't been able to find anyone?
No, I haven't even found a sergeant.
Oh. Oh. Have you looked down at the Empire Bowling Alleys?
Yes, Homer, and the place was just full of girls.
Well, gee whiz, why don't you give it up then?
Oh, no. Don't you realize how mad my father is at me?
Why?
I told you three times, Homer, because my mother's mad at him. And, boy, I'm going to find a sergeant and surprise them.
Yeah? How about...
How about what?
How about the jukebox down at the candy kitchen?
I was in there, too, and all I could find was a couple of lieutenants eating banana splits.
Oh. Wouldn't Mary be interested in one of them?
Homer, we promised her a sergeant, and it's got to be a sergeant.
Named Birch.
Named Birch. And he's got to like dark brown.
Hello? Hello, is this Brown's residence? Elizabeth, this is Will. Will Brown, your husband. Say, Elizabeth, Sam Aldrich and I are downtown trying to dig something up, and I may be a little late for dinner. We're trying to find a Sergeant Birch. No, no, he's not missing. We're just... Elizabeth, how about your nephew Ed that enlisted? Isn't he a sergeant? Where can I lay my hands on him? Oh, Solomon Islands, eh? No, I know his name isn't Birch. Goodbye. Sam!
I'll be right there, Will. I was just talking to that soldier over there at the fountain, and he said he'd be glad to help us out, only he's got a date.
Yes? Couldn't he bring her along?
Well, I suggested it, but he said what good would that do, and I guess he was right. How about what?
My calling Mary and telling her I've just received orders to leave for Italy.
Now, Will, I've made up my mind. Tonight at 8 o'clock, Ace Sergeant Birch is going to call on my daughter.
Yeah?
And nobody is going to be more surprised than my wife. Unless possibly it's Henry.
Sam, how about that fellow over there at the counter?
Oh, yes. Hello there, soldier.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Soldier, do you have... would you be interested... are you married?
What's that?
Mr. Aldrich here means, do you have a date for tonight?
Sorry, but I do.
Oh, you do?
Well, soldier, do you know of anybody who'd like a good time?
No. Oh, there's a kid in the back room there all along.
Yes, back this way?
Yeah, I was talking with him a few minutes ago. He just got a letter from his girl.
Yes?
It's pretty blue, too. I think his girl turned him down.
Yes?
Anyhow, she's getting married, I know.
Yes?
To a sailor. Man, is he sunk. She didn't like the way he looked in his uniform.
Is that right?
He's sort of blue, eh?
Yeah.
Come on, Sam. That sounds like army.
Thank you, soldier.
That's okay. Hey, Jimmy, let's have another.
Well, do you see him? Which table is he sitting at?
There he is. He's over in the corner. He's reading a letter.
Oh, yes. But, Will, look. He's a private.
Now, Sam, you're not going to start splitting hairs over a thing like a few stripes, are you? If he can walk and can ring a doorbell and say, "My name is Joe Birch," take him.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Now, it's intermission time, and here's our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey.
And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Without meaning to, Henry and his father have led Mary to believe that a young man by the name of Sergeant Birch is calling on her at 8 o'clock this evening. Since there is no such young man, Henry has gone out to try to find someone who will say he's Sergeant Birch. Mr. Aldrich, without telling Henry, has gone out to do the same thing. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall.
Hey, Henry. What, Homer?
Where's Mary?
She's in the living room, sweeping and dusting it again.
Boy, didn't I hear the doorbell ring then?
No, it isn't time for him to come, Homer. It's only 8:10.
Oh.
Henry, could you please step out of my way?
Oh, am I in your way, Mary?
I'd like to look in this hall mirror, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Get out of the way, Homer.
Oh, sure. Excuse me.
And may I ask what you two were snooping around out here by the front door for?
Nothing, Mary, nothing. Can I stand with a guest in my own hall?
Homer Brown, if you're going to eat that apple, don't eat it there. You're to eat it in the kitchen.
Henry, do I have to?
Well...
Can I have your permission to finish it here and then take the car out to the kitchen?
Listen, Homer, listen.
What do you hear?
No, I thought I heard somebody coming up the front steps.
Well, what did you have to promise the fellow who said he'd come?
I didn't have to promise him anything. I just told him Mary was a darn good-looking girl, and she was awfully anxious... She was awfully anxious.
Oh, boy, there's the doorbell. There's the doorbell.
You're crazy. It's a telephone.
Henry, keep away from that phone.
Oh, do you want to answer it?
I do.
Yes, Father.
You want to get away?
Yes, Father. Homer, stand over there.
Hello?
Hello, Sam. This is Will.
Oh, hello. Henry, I want you and Homer to get out of here.
Yes, Father. We'll go.
Gee whiz.
Hello?
Sam, has he come?
Not yet, Will. It isn't quite time.
Well, I'm not surprised he hasn't turned up.
Why do you say that?
I bet you anything you want, Sam, that you'll never see that $5 you gave him.
No? Well, that's where I was smart, Will. I told him he'd get it when he got here.
Oh, you're going to have Mary give it to him.
What's that?
Father, could you step to one side, please?
What's the matter, Mary?
Nothing. I'd just like to look in this mirror once more. I want to make sure about something.
What's that, Sam?
Nothing, Will. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Father, I have an awful confession to make to you.
Yes?
I went downtown this afternoon and bought a brown hat and some suede gloves to go with this dress.
What's that?
Mother said I could, but frankly, they cost an awful lot.
I know, but you're not going to need a hat and gloves just to sit in your own living room, are you?
No, but you can't tell what this may all lead to, Father.
That's true. That's very true. Well, that's fine.
Mary, did you know you left the broom in the living room?
Oh, my goodness, Mother. I'll go get it.
Well, Sam.
Alice, did you let her go and buy a hat and gloves to go with that dress?
Now, Sam, don't criticize. Seems to me you could have found something better to do this afternoon than just go running all around town with Will Brown.
But, Alice...
I'll answer the telephone.
No, Alice, you better let me answer it, just in case.
Sam, I'm sorry, but I would like to answer this.
Very well. If it's anyone for me, I'll be right in the living room.
Hello?
Hello, Alice. This is Harriet.
Oh, yes, Harriet. Hello.
Has he come yet? I mean the boy you found that said he'd be Sergeant Birch.
No, but it isn't quite time. I've got the chicken all ready, though, Harriet.
The what?
The fried chicken and the cake that I promised him if he'd come.
Oh, yes. I'm glad we found that soldier, Alice. He did seem like an awfully nice boy.
Didn't he, though? Mm. And, Harriet, can't you just picture Sam's and Henry's faces when he walks in?
That'll teach him a lesson.
Harriet, I've got to hang up. The doorbell's ringing.
Oh, really? Well, call me back and let me know how they get along, Alice.
Goodbye.
Mother, isn't that the front door?
I'll answer it.
Never mind, Alice. I'll answer it.
But, Father...
Stay where you are, Mary. I'll answer it.
Why can't I answer it? Well, you all have to run to the door.
Mary, don't you think it would look better if...
My goodness, who's Joe coming to see? My family or me?
I know, Mary, but...
Now, Henry, let me take care of this. Mary, as long as you've never met him, wouldn't you like to have me introduce him?
Father, I have met him. I've talked to him on the telephone.
But, Mary...
Please, everybody, please, can't I let him in myself?
Of course you can, Mary, but wouldn't you like to have me go to the door with you?
All right, everybody, all right. You can all answer the door yourself.
Now, wait, Mary, where are you going?
Upstairs and go to bed.
What for, Mary?
And if you'd all like to go sit in the living room with him, you're very welcome.
Mary, come back here. You can't do a thing like this. After all, I mean...
Now, Mary, don't be childish.
May I open the door, then?
Yes, dear.
Yes, Mary.
And will you please all go away?
Henry, get out of here.
Are you coming too, Father?
Yes, of course I am. Come on, Alice.
Well, Sam, you don't have to push me. Well.
Hi.
Hello. I guess you're Sergeant Birch.
Well, first, are you Mary Aldrich?
Yes. Won't you come in?
Sure.
Well, let's go into the living room. You know, I would have known it was you just from your voice.
From my voice?
Yes. You sounded just the way you did on the phone this afternoon.
Who, I?
Yes, don't you remember?
Oh, yes. Was that this afternoon?
Oh, won't you sit down?
Thanks.
I hope you don't mind my still wearing the same dress.
What's that?
I guess you'll begin to think it's the only dress I've got.
Well, it's the only one I've ever seen you in.
Yes, it is, isn't it? My goodness, I wonder why nobody answers the doorbell.
Isn't your father here? Because, as a matter of fact, I want to see...
Henry! Would you excuse me for just a minute while I go find my little brother?
Sure, that's okay.
Henry!
Yes, Mary? I'm out in the kitchen.
Will you please come out here in the front hall?
What for? What's the matter?
Can't anybody in this house answer the front door? Or don't you want Sergeant Birch to think we're even civilized here?
Oh, is Sergeant Birch here?
Yes, Henry, of course he is.
Well, how do you like him?
Henry, will you please answer the door?
Sure, only you don't have to talk to me like that, Mary. There's a lot someday you're going to thank me for.
Well, then, please answer it.
Sure, that's what I'm doing.
Hi.
Oh, gee whiz.
Am I late?
Aren't you in the living room?
Oh, is that where I go? I just walk in the living room and say, I'm Sergeant Joe Birch.
And now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You mean your sister changed her mind?
No. No, only, frankly, could you step upstairs? I mean, could we go down? Could you go in the dining room there?
Oh, she's in the dining room.
No, not yet. Let's just wait in there.
Oh, you want to surprise her, huh?
Yes, in a way.
Henry?
Yes, Mother? Listen, could you go on through the dining room and out to the kitchen?
Out to the kitchen?
Yes.
Henry!
There's a fellow by the name of Homer out there. He'd be very glad to see you.
Well, what is this, anyhow?
Henry, why didn't you come when I called you?
Well, Mother, I was just... Is that the doorbell?
Yes, dear. Never mind bothering now. I'll take care of it.
That's fine, Mother, because I want to go out to the kitchen and take care of something.
Good evening.
Hello, Mrs. Aldridge. Here I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, don't you remember me? I'm supposed to be Sergeant Birch.
Well, I know, but I thought you were in... Well, this is very nice of you. Won't you step into the dining room?
Oh, we're going to eat right away?
Why, the chicken is all ready. Come right along.
Certainly anxious to meet your daughter.
Yes, and I'm sure she's anxious to meet you.
Mrs. Aldridge.
Yes, Homer?
Henry wants me to ask... Oh, gee whiz.
Hello, Homer. This is...
Sergeant Birch.
It is? I mean, you are? Oh, boy.
Homer, could I speak to you out in the hall a minute, please?
With me? Well, there's something I think I ought to tell you, Mrs. Aldridge.
Sergeant, you just sit there. We'll be right back.
Sure, okay.
Homer, just step out here, please.
Mrs. Aldridge, Henry, I mean, out in the kitchen.
Dear, go in the living room and tell Mary when she's ready to serve the sandwiches and ginger ale, she needn't bother to come out and get them.
Okay.
We'll see that everything's brought in. Is that clear?
I understand, Mrs. Aldridge. That's a very good idea.
Thank you, Homer. Now then, Sergeant...
Mary.
Yes, Homer?
Mary.
Homer, I want you to meet Sergeant Birch. Sergeant Birch, this is Homer Brown.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello. Mary, when you're ready for the refreshments, you're to stay. Don't bother to leave this room, see?
What's that? But, Homer, I'm going to get them right now.
Oh, wait a minute, Mary.
Homer, I've got to get some napkins in the dining room, and the sandwiches are out in the kitchen.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mrs. Aldridge, I'm going home.
To tell you again, that was the best fried chicken I ever ate.
It was good cake, too, Mrs. Aldrich.
Well, thank you very much.
Come on, gang.
You mean you boys have to go now?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Aldrich. We certainly had a wonderful time.
Well, not any more than we did, I'm sure.
Good night.
Good night.
Sergeant Joe Birch, fall in.
Fall in.
Fall in.
Right. Hey.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
Hey.
Pose.
Oh, wait just a second. I'll open the front door for you.
Goodbye.
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 Well, then, I think I'll start carrying some of the things out to the kitchen.
Those are nice boys.
Yes, all of them.
Here you are, everybody. Anybody want some ginger ale?
Henry, they've all gone.
They've gone?
Yes, Henry. And you know, that was almost the nicest evening I think I ever had.
Gee whiz, you mean I have to drink all this ginger ale myself?
Mary, will you answer the door?
My goodness, is that someone at the door?
Hello, Mary.
Oh, hello.
I just came back to ask you something.
Yes?
Do you mind if I drop in tomorrow night when there aren't any other guys around?
Why, no.
As a matter of fact, I got $5 here I didn't really expect to have, and I wondered whether you'd like to go to the movies with me.
Why, yes, I'd love to.
And I've got something else I think I ought to tell you.
What?
I'm not really a sergeant. I'm a private.
I knew you were.
Huh? You did? Well, I got something else to tell you.
What is it?
My real name isn't Joe Birch.
I know it isn't.
How'd you know?
I found this letter you must have dropped, and naturally I knew. Here.
Oh, thanks. You didn't read it, did you?
Oh, no. But there's something I would like to tell you.
What?
I think you look very nice in your uniform.
Yeah?
And tomorrow night when we go out, I'm going to wear the same brown dress.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, it's a nice dress. Only, do you have anything in light blue?
Oh, light blue?
Yes. Light blue is my favorite color. Good night.
Good night. Mother! Father!
What, Mary?
Do you suppose we could afford... Well, first of all, I want to tell you something.
The Aldrich Family was rebroadcast for all you soldiers, sailors, and Marines by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. ¶¶